Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
It is 8:33. I'm Howard Feldman. A very good morning to you. We've spoken about the fact that the South African National Defence Force has been deployed to assist in KwaZulu-Natal. Advocate Piki Griff is the National Secretary for the South African National Defence Union. Good morning. Thanks for joining us. How are you doing this morning?
Good morning. I'm well. Thanks for having me.
Great. Okay, let's just talk about the deployment of the South African National Defence Force in KwaZulu-Natal. We are certainly starting to see more of this type of deployment, aren't we?
Yeah, no, we are. If you mean in terms of more deployment of soldiers into our civilian suburbs towns
well,
and so on.
Well, we certainly saw that, We had that in July with the riots. We're seeing it again now when there's been a natural disaster. Is this something that we can expect to see more of?
Oh, I don't know that it's necessarily, you know, that's just the entire point that we are making from the union side, is that it's exactly because of the unpredictable nature of social upheaval, natural disasters, and those kinds of things that one needs to have a maintained defense force, a properly maintained defense force. So it's difficult to tell whether we need more of it, but we definitely need to be prepared in case there is more of it.
Well, being prepared, I would imagine, would mean not only the upkeep, but also training the Defence Force for this type of deployment, because there is a very, very big difference between the two.
No, there is. One must just remember that part of the training of the Defence Force, especially the infantry side of it, is to deal with civilian deployments as well, if you can call it that, apart from operational deployments such as war zones and so on. But it's a very small component of training. It might be that one needs to focus more on it. But the rest of the deployment elements that's currently seen in KwaZulu-Natal are basically, you know, like medical health services and humanitarian aid and that kind of thing. So that training is already incorporated as far as specialized knowledge is concerned. And the rest is basically manual assistance and transport. So I think, you know, if it comes to dealing with things like unrest and riots and so on, even though that is a component of training, one would probably be well invested in spending more time in that kind of training, given the volatility of the society that we live in.
Right. One of the reports that I read this morning said that 10,000 soldiers were going to be deployed, but only around about 400 have been. Is there an issue with the speed and the efficiency of deployment?
No, I don't think that's what should be seen here. When 10,000 members or any number of members are authorized for deployment, it doesn't necessarily mean that 10,000 sets of boots are going to hit the ground. One would think of those 10,000, one would think components and numbers as and when and where you need it. So I don't think we should take the fact that all 10,000 does not employ in one go means there's a mobility issue. It's simply the way that the forces are being used.
Right. So it's really about just the authorization that is how many can be deployed. But surely we would expect more than that. I mean, if 10,000 are authorized, even if it wasn't the full 10,000, we'd expect to see more than a couple of hundred, I'd imagine.
Well, there should probably be arriving more soldiers in the disaster area within the next week or two. One must also remember that this kind of deployment that's basically aimed at humanitarian aid and aid to the local authorities, provincial authorities, and so on, is determined by what those authorities require, what additional assistance they require from the SADC. So, you know, if their requirement is 500 or 1,000 soldiers for certain tasks to assist, then that's what the Defence Force will send them, because it's got, you know, a 10,000 soldiers waiting and available.
Right. In terms of budget cuts, that's obviously a very important factor, because there has been a tremendous amount of budget cuts. I know that you've raised this as a concern. Take us through what those concerns are.
Well, it's basically, you know, the defense budget has been systematically cut on an annual basis for the past at least decade and a half. And it's really beginning to show signs now of the budget cuts. We've got constraints in the military in general. You know, the maintenance of equipment, the maintenance of weapons systems, things that are very important to the safety of the sovereignty of this country are rapidly deteriorating. The general equipment is getting aged, and soldiers have to make do with what they have at this stage. This is not the fault of the SANDF or the leadership in the SANDF or soldiers themselves. This is basically the people that pull the purse strings of this country, which is government, national government, and treasury. It would seem, and I say with the greatest of respect, that there is very little comprehension about what it takes to maintain a modern, conventional defense force. And, you know, our defense force is almost 60,000 strong, not counting the civilians that's also included in the Department of Defense. So it's quite a large defense force. And the budget at this stage for the defense force is less than the city of Tshwane or the city of Cape Town or the city of Johannesburg. So, you know, we entire defense force cannot be run on a budget that's smaller than a metropolitan council.
It's absolutely frightening. And as I said when we opened up the interview, that when we are starting to see more of this type of deployment, well, then it becomes even more important for the Defence Force to be funded properly in order to provide the service that they actually need. It's unlikely that we are going to be attacked by Botswana or anybody else. If this is what we need our Defence Force for, then we need to make sure that it is funded, trained, and that people are able to assist where necessary. Advocate Pikie Greef, National Secretary for the South African National Defence Union, talking to us this morning about the deployment of the Defence Force in assistance in KwaZulu-Natal.